doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. Feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even him starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself. The picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. The skill of an artist.
Did not see this coming, and you talk about a senior day for them. It was a special senior day for them. Let's give Alabama some credit. They came in and they kind of punched us in the mouth early on. I thought we settled for some shots, and our defense was not as sharp as it should be. It seemed like we were like a half step slow, and so we had a lead that they had a lead that we had to continue to fight, try to get back in it, and it just didn't take place for the Razorbacks today.
Oh, no, it didn't. Welcome back, 1107 in the zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T, who did the smart thing this weekend and went and watched the movie. And he watched the finale of True Detective yesterday. So he prayed.
I did not see that, though.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, let me see.
I haven't caught up with it yet.
At the end of it, he...
Don't!
I'm kidding.
I did go see Wizard of Oz with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra yesterday.
Wow, you are very cultured.
Yeah. Did anybody die?
In the Wizard of Oz, yes, the Wicked Witch.
Woo! How did again.
It was water.
How did they present the witch melting on stage?
Oh, no. It was the movie with the orchestra playing the music. Because, see, when they filmed it, the audio separately with the orchestra. So
they just showed the film without the music, and then the music was played by the orchestra?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's genius.
It was really neat.
Are they doing that again?
No, there was only two shows.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
Sorry. Well, it was a point.
What kind of friend are you?
Well, wait a second. Was it based on The Wiz?
No.
Oh, The Wizard of Oz.
It was the official Wizard of Oz movie.
Are you saying The Wiz wasn't an official movie?
That was official.
Take that back.
But that was officially...
I mean,
it was officially a different movie.
Differently.
Yeah, you know what I don't want to see is the... What was the new one?
Oh, Oz, the Disney one. Yeah.
Oz, the boring and annoying.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
That was
James
boy,
Franco.
James Franco. He's stoned the whole time.
Right.
Hey, man, don't look behind the
green
curtain,
like,
man.
25 degrees and PhD.
They're just giving them to him at this point.
I guess so. I don't know. Listen, hey, I'm just...
He shows up to class and looks cute.
He's 25 degrees away from a guy who's almost as big a Delta Bravo as he is, I think, is more likely.
I want to get my PhD. What do you think is the most likely...
Easy?
...thing I get my PhD in?
Gynecology.
Would you stop it? You know...
I don't know
anything about that.
I don't know. What would you go back to school for? I wouldn't mind getting an MBA just to have it. Or I wouldn't mind having a law degree just to have it. Or I wouldn't mind getting my undergrad just for starters. Anyway, I kid, boss. Don't worry. I didn't fake my resume. I'm not George O'Leary. Anyway. All right. We're going to do Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in a minute. Let me get some Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback in here. You really want to go back to school? Seriously?
Me, yeah.
You're not going to
take a cooking class.
No offense, you're not going to have a free tutor this time. Oh, yeah, you're taking a cooking class. I don't think they have a course on how to make tomato soup safely. I do love the fact that you brought in this chart, though. We didn't talk about this on the air. When you went to Arkansas Children's Hospital and got your arm worked on, which, by the way, it looks fantastic, so kudos to them, they gave you a thing, and what's it say there at the bottom?
It says, you wouldn't let a child handle food cooked on a stovetop. Why a microwave?
Yeah, that goes for child or people who act like children.
Chicken noodle soup, which is similar to the hot tomato bisque soup that I had, can get as hot as 212 degrees in the microwave.
How many days do you have to cook it in there?
Buddy, that's like 3 minutes.
Is that right?
Maybe a minute and a half tops.
That's way too hot. You know what?
It should be way too hot.
I wish you had... We should have sued Campbell's Soup or whoever made your soup.
My mother wanted to.
That would have been great. They should not make soup that gets that hot.
Well,
or they should make the warnings bigger.
Here's the problem: they fill it up way to the very, very, very top, very top. So as any little off center when you're trying to balance it on the side of your armrest of the chair that you sit on, there's no room for spillage.
Yeah,
you gotta have a little room for spillage. You don't fill your glass when you drink coffee. Do you fill it to the absolute tippy top?
Yes, I do.
I usually don't eat soup in my chair, though. I usually eat at the table.
Well, sorry.
Doesn't say on the thing.
You're
you
so
have to.
Fancy.
I do fill my coffee cup all the way to the tippy top, and then I slurp the top of it off, and then I carry it to my seat.
You do.
But I like to get the most of it out of there. That would be like a guy who has a gerbil that goes awry suing the pet shop. Hey, I didn't tell him to go in there.
Hey, he likes tunnels.
I mean,
so you're telling me that gerbils should come with a warning label?
No, my
that.
Point is to this, Richard Gere, is that you would have to be willing to make yourself look like a total buffoon in the eyes of the public and go to court to sue. It's like the guy the other day that sued, talk about frivolous, sued McDonald's or something because they didn't put enough
napkins.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is on this, you'd have to be willing to go in there and go, I'm not stupid. The soup is poorly made.
But now can you see, I can see how you do go to one of these places where you get a hot coffee and you're in such a rush. It spills, and they said there's a lot of lap burns. Can you imagine getting your grown, burnt?
Hey! There's one place I don't want any skin being lost.
Oh, yeah.
That's a spot.
That's a tough
that's
one,
that's a
buddy.
Spot, big fella.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm careful with my groin. I try not to put anything hot in my lap. That's just personal preference.
This is a lot of grease, too.
Try not to stick my arm in hot soup either, but, you know, that's
one thing about if you use a blow dryer, you got to be really careful how close you get that thing.
When's the last time you blew dry your hair? Do you do that?
He does.
Oh,
yeah. Morning.
I don't blow. I haven't used a blow dryer since I was like in seventh grade.
Well, the thing about a blow dryer.
I air dry. I'm like Cuba Gooding Jr.'s.
You can use a blow dryer all over.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character in Jerry Maguire.
You guys don't take advantage
no,
of the hotel
dryer.
Hair dryer?
What?
The hotel hair dryer?
No, I don't use it. Oh,
absolutely.
It's like a treat.
Yeah, I don't. No. Hair doesn't work
the hotel
like that.
Hair dryer, man.
We have a different look, though. We don't go the same route.
I'm going to go.
Are you getting some gray in the front of that hair?
It's called the distinguished look.
Might be time to color, Mr. Krzyzewski.
He saw a ghost.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Talk to Vickery.
He's got some Kiwi shoe polish for you.
Keithley Service Company Live Fan FIBA. Jaco says, one major problem I noticed in the Alabama game was the 7 turnovers by our point guard and only 1 assist. Yeah, admittedly, he didn't play very well. Robin, big game ball. The kids from Section 107 at the UALR game Saturday, they were rocking the place. They also performed a great halftime show. So glad to have my PB&J back. Don't forget the white bread, sister. Ken says, face it, the difference was the first half. We were slow to react and very little help defensively and made poor shot selection. Second half, we showed more effort and made a gambit. Arkansas did only lose the second half by 2 points. Lynn says, why don't we just wait until next weekend and see what happens instead of spending hours and hours doing what-ifs?
We have a show to fill.
There is no reason to do what-ifs, though. I mean, they had a terrible game. It happens to everybody. Kentucky lost to South Carolina the other day.
Yeah.
Lynn says, just by listening to his voice about halfway in the first half, you could tell that even the eternally optimistic Rick Schaefer could not believe what he was seeing. It's like when I hate to keep quoting Tom Cruise, but what was the movie? He goes, he's like, did you hear what I said? He says, no, could you repeat that? Because I can't believe what I just blank and heard. That was me on Saturday. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Or is it Vince Scully? I can't believe what I just saw. I couldn't believe it.
It was nasty.
Nastier than Pat's burn. We have hottest tomato soup as we were Wednesday, and we have nastier than a tomato soup burn, which is what we had Saturday, my friend. Your little tomato treat is setting the bar, both good and bad. I give you credit.
Taking baby steps. I can actually walk down the soup aisle now in the grocery store. Baby steps.
You know what you should do? Oh, you know what? In addition to the actual physical harm you took, post-traumatic stress disorder. Anytime you get around soup now, you're totally freaked out. Bro, you could own. They'd have to call it Bradley's Soup. It would no longer. Campbell's would cease to exist. And then Pat would go in during the court proceeding and be like, look, we're willing to offer soup for life. I'll take it. Who told you to take it? And you shouldn't use the bomb so quickly either. Who told you to use a bomb?
Oh, I got this bomb.
Who the hell is Stan the Caddy?
It's called melting moisturizer.
Don't they eat iced soup some places? That'd be good for you.
Yeah, you need gazpacho or
gazpacho,
nothing.
Gazpacho, yeah.
It was gazpacho or nothing, Pat.
I love it.
Thank you very much. Who the hell is Stan the Caddy?
Smells funny.
It's a bomb. Yeah, burnt skin has a tendency to smell funny. You got little hairs poking through your red spot. That's good. Good, the bad, and the ugly. Tomato soup burn ugly on Saturday, Pat Bradley.
Yes, it was, my friend, it was.
Put a bow tie on this turd. Let's move on.
The only good I could think of was that the game ended when it did. I mean, that was it.
Yes, if you're being murdered, eventually it comes to an end. That's the good news.
It's over. And when the buzzer sounded, the good was Second season was over. Third season begins. And I do believe this is my favorite time of year for a number of reasons. You get the tournament. And March Madness is absolutely nuts. The hope. There's a lot of hope right now. And the other thing, by the way, the weather starts changing right about this time of year.
Well, we flip the clock forward. Does that help?
Flip the clock forward. So you're getting an extra hour of sunlight. And it's going to become a lot warmer. So if this isn't your best time of year, then you get some problems. You get some sick problems, and I don't want to even know about them. My bad? 10 assists overall by the Hogs. Coming off a game, that Ole Miss game where you had over 20.
27, I believe.
27. So
27 assists, 17 three-pointers.
Just gives you a little idea, though, 10 team assists. That guys were not in sync. They
I have
weren't
nine
moving.
Here officially. You sure they?
I don't know. I just printed it off.
I have nine.
Nine or ten. It's
either way. 9.5 is really bad.
Yeah, compared. It's just the ball wasn't moving. Guys weren't moving. Guys weren't getting open for each other. They weren't helping each other get open. They weren't getting easy shots. It was one, and so that's how you get to.
Can I throw in a good?
Yeah.
They did get to the rack in the second half, and they did convert free throws. 13 of 15 at the line in the second half, and they shot 19 of 25 for the game.
You're right, nine assists.
Pretty happy with that. I mean, unfortunately, they shot 25 threes and only made nine, which
they
isn't
settled,
a horrific
man.
Percentage, really, at the end of the day. Well, you only got up 48 shots, and you made 15 of them overall. It was really the more the two-point shots that were the problem.
Unfortunately, the nine, well, they went on a run midway through the second half that kind of evened out some of the statistics. Anyway.
How many years has it been since Arkansas shot in the teens for a half? 17% in the first half, Pat. 17%. I mean, you could have shot granny shots the entire first half and not shot
17%. The first half in the first Alabama game was pretty brutal.
It's like, hey.
Underhand grannies?
Yes. They're easy to block, admittedly, but you're not going to shoot worse than 17%.
You'd think, yeah, from half court, you probably... Maybe a one out of
half
four
court
shot.
Grannies. Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
one out of four? No.
Two
out of five?
2 out of 10, probably, for sure. That's 20%. I'd take that.
And you get three out of those.
Yeah.
And probably the worst part of it, the ugliest, was the points in the paint, 42-6. And that tells the whole story. That we always talk about how there's lies, damn lies, and then there are statistics. This, you can look at that. 42-6 points in the paint, and that is certainly tells a big part of the story.
But they live to fight another day, Pat.
Yes, and sir.
That game against Kentucky on the road was huge. The game at Alabama was huge. And now the game on Friday is huge against Tennessee, because I'm assuming Arkansas wins Thursday. And if they don't, they don't deserve to go, and we're all going to be okay with that. We'll all be – you know what? I'm going to go to the NIT with a smile on my face. If Arkansas loses on Thursday, because you know what? They don't deserve to go if they can't win Thursday against a really bad team that has nothing to play for.
Absolutely.
Okay?
You'd think.
If you lose back-to-back games against teams that have nothing to play for, at least Alabama had senior day. A little something-something.
It was at home. They were comfortable. They were familiar.
I guess. I'm familiar with the fact that Arkansas played poorly this weekend. So here you go again, if you missed it earlier. Arkansas will play at 2:30 on Thursday against the winner of Auburn and South Carolina. If they win that game, which we assume they will, they will play Tennessee in a winner-go-home type of atmosphere game, and that'll happen at 2:30 also. Florida plays the winner of A&M and Missouri as the early game on Friday, so it's going to be fun. There's a lot at stake. Pat will be live as part of our First Security Tournament Week coverage in Atlanta starting Thursday morning, bright and early with the show with no name, filling those guys in on all the possibilities and hopefully joining us feeling good. What time do you get in?
Wednesday evening, so be able to scout out the area, and I think we'll be live from the SEC Fanfare.
Oh, that's good.
She's going to try to put me outside.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be 11 o'clock. It'll be nice and warm by then, I bet.
Yeah,
have you looked at the weather in Atlanta this week?
Yeah, it's. I think the high is probably only about 55, but that's okay.
Is it?
Well, I'll throw on my buzz gear. I got a nice buzz jacket I've been waiting to wear for a long time.
Here's my weather this week. Oof. Low to mid-60s down in New Orleans. Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Interesting storylines there as well. UALR starts things off, and this game will be played on our sister station, 106.7. That is a 6 o'clock tip against Troy. UALR will then play, if they win, Arkansas State in the second game. Both teams with some hard luck over the weekend. More on that in a moment. Then the winner of that game gets Georgia State. Certainly would have to give Arkansas State a real good look at that, I think, if they get there, and I'll tell you why in a moment. On the other half of the brackets, UT Arlington against Monroe. Lafayette gets the winner of that game. Winner goes on to play Western Kentucky as the 2 seed. The women's side of things, I do want to commend or congratulate, rather, Arkansas State's women, who are the number one overall seed. They play Monroe as the earliest game of the tournament. Noon on Wednesday, UALR's women play the end of the day against Troy at 8:30. And those two would not play until the final. So if we're looking for an all-Arkansas final, it would come potentially there if they can both win a couple of games. So that'll be fun. Here's the thing I was going to point out about Arkansas, Little Rock, and ASU, and we'll talk about we'll go back to the phones here in a moment. Looking at some tough luck, including this weekend. This weekend, ASU at home loses to Lafayette 77-76. UALR loses to Louisiana Monroe 66-65. Okay? That's not the only time that's happened, though. Look at these two games. Georgia State's the number one overall seed. They only lost one game in conference play. I think that's right.
Heck, yeah, 17-1.
Okay, look.
Overall.
They ASU went down there, lost 73-72. They lost to them in Jonesboro 79-76 in overtime. And they lost to Western Kentucky at Western Kentucky 82-77 in double overtime. ASU could easily have 13 or 14 wins. That is with no stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. UALR loses 79-78 at home to Western Kentucky after beating Western Kentucky over there. They lose in double overtime on the road at Lafayette, 93-87. And they lost at UT Arlington, 75-71. They have had some tough luck, both these teams. But I think both teams are better than their record. And I'm telling you now, listen to me now, believe me later, it would not shock me if either one of those teams won the Sun Belt title and went to the NCAA tournament. Now, it sucks that they're playing each other so early in the tournament. It would have been fun to see them match up in the final potentially, which would be a stretch, admittedly, but I don't think it's any stretch if they had been on opposite sides to get at least one of them to the finals, because there is no dominant force. I love Arkansas State if they got a third shot at Georgia State. That'd be fun to see.
You would think so. It's tough to beat a team three times.
So they say, especially when they're that close.
Yeah. They're on Georgia State. And then a discussion we have every year is the advantage of, in a tournament, being able to play one game. Is that an advantage? Is it a disadvantage? Does that help you loosen up, maybe get your environment,
understand
the confines of
what's going on? A-State's in a prime position. They play UALR. And they blew a UALR up there. They lost a tough one at the Jack Stevens Center. But if they can somehow beat UALR again, I love their chances. Having only played one game, you get the first game jitters out, you beat a rival.
One thing I would say that I would like to see changed is the time of these games, the times of them. Listen, you have, and I understand that maybe TV adjusts things, but if you're Arkansas State versus UALR at 6 p.m. on Friday night, then you come back and play at 2 p.m., essentially you play a tough game that goes down to the wire. You're not leaving. The game gets over at 8:15. You're not leaving the gym until 9:30, 9 o'clock if you're lucky. You get home. Basically, you eat, you wake up, maybe you have some shoot around, maybe coaches don't just want them to sleep in, but certainly if you're Arkansas State, you probably want to shoot around before that game against Georgia State, I'm saying. Why can't you move that game? It should be like a 24-hour minimum. 24-hour minimum between games in these tournaments.
Yeah, the women's game, that's the final. And I think because that's an ESPN3 game and they needed more of a primetime slot, they're playing the women's game at 8 o'clock. I don't know why you couldn't play the women at noon.
I just see such a disadvantage, and it happened to one of my teams. We played Tennessee. The game ended after midnight.
Ugh.
1 year. We had like overtime. We had to come back and play Kentucky at noon the next day.
Yeah, you remember a few years ago because of the tornado down in Atlanta, Georgia had to play twice in one day. I mean, that is terribly unfair.
Yeah, look what happened to them.
Yeah, I mean, they had no chance in that second game. That's terribly. Oh, wait, they won?
Huh. Yeah, then they won the tournament.
Oh, wow. That's
weird. But it was Dennis Felton and the way he dressed.
In that case, and let's hope that UALR ASU has to play twice in one day because of some problem with the lights or something in the arena.
I can guarantee you this. The team has never lost playing twice in the same day.
That's for sure.
So maybe there's something to it.
Then maybe playing a closer window is good. Who knows? All right, Tony, what's up?
Not much, guys. I just had a comment. It's never good to lay an egg like Arkansas did Saturday. But and this is just my opinion, but maybe this is what they needed. Maybe this will wake them up. Maybe I'm way off, but because, again, it's never good to lose like that when you're doing so good. But maybe they need this to, you know, kind of help them see that there's not going to be any give-me's. Maybe they went into that game thinking it was a give-me.
Yeah, that's...
What do you think?
They're not good enough to overlook anybody.
Call it a give-me?
No.
Give-me, whatever. Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they can take... I mean, if we can pull a positive at all out of it, maybe they can look at that and see they're not going to just... Because I kind of fell into that thinking maybe they were going to, you know, easily get through this one, and you just can't. You just can't do that.
It wasn't will they win, how much will they win by.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't look at it like that. Alabama's good.
Yeah.
Obviously, Rutherford, but they got another nice freshman, Hale, who's a pretty tough matchup.
Oh, is he? Why don't you marry him if you love him so much?
No, that was I'd have to divorce Nick Calathes, if that was the case.
Oh, Nick Calathes. He is the worst. How does that guy in the NBA? Oh,
my God. I love Nick Calathes.
He's terrible.
Now, his hairstyle, admittedly.
Oh, he's got a receding hairline, and it's shaved down to that. Just go bald or don't.
Do it all, bro.
Or get some Rogaine. Either way, I don't care. He is so stiff. And looks so terribly out of place. He's horrible.
I love him.
You're a better player than Nick Calathes right now.
He looks like a chemistry teacher that went to play in the NBA.
I play with four guys every Tuesday in a pickup game that are better than Nick Calathes. I believe that. I don't know how he ended up on an NBA. Tony, watch a Grizzlies game sometime. And I love the Grizzlies. He's horrible.
Yeah, I know you're
talking
about.
Would you stop it?
He is.
Yeah. He is a good player now.
Stinks.
Stop. Don't talk like that.
He's average. He's average.
Well, I used to say this about Marc Gasol. This negative reinforcement worked well for him. Now he's like an all-pro. So, who knows?
He is good. Speaking of that, they better get in gear here, make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I hope they don't. They're not one and done. But like you say, if they are, then no, they're not good enough this year. So we look to next year, hopefully.
Yep.
But look for the best.
Hey, all right, appreciate the call, bro. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for the call, man. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, bro?
How optimistic are you on a scale of 1 to 10 today?
Well, I'm a 10 right now. Mm-hmm. I'm with the other guy. You know, I'm glad we lost that game.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we needed it.
All right.
Call me crazy. This team won 6, 7, 8 in a row. They've won 9 of their last 10, something like that, 8 of their last 10. Can make anybody think that they're better than the next team. And let's face it. Over the years, we haven't been good on the road at all. So I don't know who in the heck thought that we were just going to go in there and beat Alabama because we're on. I don't care if there was 8 people there. We don't play well on the road. We have been here of late, but we've barely been getting it done. And Pat, Alabama is not good. They're terrible. They're the worst team ever.
Well, no, they're not even the worst team in the league this year.
Well, they should be.
Well, what did I say?
Well, I mean, there's 4 teams that suck worse than them.
What did I say?
You just said that they were, like, the number one team in the country something ago. Justin was, like, marrying him or something.
Well, he loves the other freshman. He did have a good – what do you have, like, 15 or 16 or 18 points or something?
He's going to play. He gave it to Ole Miss, too, when I went down there to watch that game.
He didn't give it to him, did he?
They lost.
He didn't give anything to Arkansas. I'll tell you that much.
I'm
glad we lost.
Shannon Hale, you know what? At 18.
You didn't answer the question, Justin.
What was it?
I sound like years ago, if we beat LSU, we'll be the national title win. Here we go again. If we beat Auburn or South Carolina and we play Tennessee and beat them, then are you at least going to sit down and watch the selection show? Is it even worth it?
No, I think Arkansas
in the third round, or do you think that we're in or not in or what?
I think they're in. I also think Tennessee's in. Some people would say I'm high on both accounts.
What if we beat them, though?
No,
Tennessee?
I think you have to beat Arkansas has to beat Tennessee.
No, but it's Tennessee in if we beat them.
Yes, I think so. But the other thing is, too, Danny, we have to remember, if Georgia wins 2 games in the tournament, which is certainly possible, because the second win would come against Kentucky, most likely Kentucky, they have 20 wins overall, and they won 12 games in conference play. It's going to be – now you got to put Georgia in the mix.
Yeah, and they're extremely talented and just as good as Tennessee.
Are they?
So, yes, Georgia's very talented. I don't think he'd be in the top 3.
I don't think Georgia's as talented as Tennessee. Pat, what do you think?
Georgia is good all across the way. And Tennessee's got Jordan McRae, who is certainly going to be an all-SEC player.
Yeah, he's great.
Jarnell Stokes is an all-SEC player.
Yes, he's great.
Georgia just has some good guys all the way around from top to bottom.
Okay, so if we're 22-10, Pat, and then we lose a buzzer beater to Tennessee, or are we going to the NIT?
Is it a 3-point buzzer beater, or is it a dunk?
Doesn't matter,
beater?
Does it? I mean,
yeah.
If we're talking ifs,
I mean, can I get specific?
Do you think Arkansas can get in by losing to Tennessee? You don't.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
Well, they said that about Stan Heath years ago. He was 21 and 14. Everybody said around the TV, over 90% of the people that I was around said, we're not getting it. I don't know why we're watching
his,
this.
His,
and
Danny,
we got in.
Danny, Joey Brackett's who, I don't know if I've, if from ESPN, apparently he's predicted the field of 68 like 3-4 years in a row, whatever it was. He's got Arkansas in already, which tells me that they've already done the work necessary, which was the sweep of Kentucky, which is the most impressive thing on the resume.
Their BPI is outstanding. I'm
so you're saying that we're already in?
I'm saying that based on...
they're anticipating they'll win that first game, I'm assuming.
Yeah, if everything shakes out the way probably we think it will shake out, that Tennessee game would be two teams that make it, but just looking to get a better seed.
But Tennessee's going to be favored in that game, don't you think? I do.
Probably so.
By a few points, not by much. Anyway, we'll see. But, Danny, I think if they win two, they're in. If they lose to Tennessee, they're out. That's me.
Well, they need to drop it down to a 32-team field, put eight apiece in each bracket, and do a double elimination like Jay Bayless, or Bayless, whatever his name
Bayless.
Is. And do a double elimination and get rid of the automatic bid.
See, I like what Joe Klein said last week. Jay Bayless is an idiot. So, that's me.
I like when Shaq put his sack on his butt. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, that's
weird. I love Joe Klein. Isn't he like the tallest guy to hit free throws at a high percentage in the NBA history?
I don't know about that. And what do you consider tall? They're all tall to me. Jim? Wow, that was quick. Gave up quick. We're going to look at some of the predictions on tournament play and what Arkansas has to do to get in, or if they already are.